General statewide information. Why is it so important to read this booklet? The first section of this booklet tells you how to get Medi-Cal mental health services through your county's mental health plan. The second section of the booklet tells you more about how the Medi-Cal program works and about how Medi-Cal specialty health services works in the counties of the state. If you don't read this section now, you may want to keep this booklet so you can read it later. County mental health plans. What are specialty mental health services? Specialty mental health services are special health care services for people who have mental illnesses or emotional problems that the regular doctor cannot treat. Some specialty mental health services include crisis counseling to help people who are having a serious emotional crisis, individual, group, or family therapy, rehabilitation of recovery services that help a person with mental illness to develop coping skills for daily living, special day programs for people with mental illnesses, prescriptions for medicines that help treat mental illness, help managing medicines that help treat mental illness, help to find the mental health services you need. Where can I get mental health services? You can get mental health services in the county where you live. Each county has a mental health plan for children, teens, adults, and older adults. Your county mental health plan has mental health providers, doctors who are psychiatrists or psychologists, and others. How do I get services at my county mental health plan? Call your county mental health plan and ask for services. You do not need to ask your regular doctor for permission or get a referral. Just call the number for your county in the front of this booklet. The call is free. You can also go to a federal qualified health center, a rural health center, or an Indian health center in your area for Medi-Cal mental health services. These are official names for different kinds of clinics in your area. If you're not sure about a clinic in your area, ask the clinic workers. These kinds of clinics generally serve people who do not have insurance. As part of providing mental health services for you, your county mental health plan is responsible for figuring out if someone is eligible for specialty mental health services from the MHP, providing a toll-free phone number that is answered 24 hours a day and 7 days a week that can tell you about how to get services from the MHP, having enough providers to make sure that you can get the specialty mental health services covered by the MHP if you need them, informing and educating you about services available from your county's MHP, providing you services in the language of your choice or by an interpreter, if necessary, free of charge and letting you know that these interpreter services are available, providing you with written information about what is available to you in other languages or forms, depending upon the needs in your county. Important information about Medi-Cal. Who can get Medi-Cal? You may qualify for Medi-Cal if you are in one of these groups: 65 years old or older, under 21 years of age, an adult between 21 and 65 with a minor child living with you, a child who is not married and who is under the age of 21, blind or disabled, pregnant, certain refugees or Cuban, Haitian immigrants, receiving care in a nursing home. If you are not in one of these groups, call your county social service agency to see if you qualify for a county-operated medical assistance program. You must be living in California to qualify for Medi-Cal. Call or visit your local county social services office to ask for a Medi-Cal application or get one on the internet at www.dhs.ca.gov/mcs/calhome/M-capital-C-210.htm. Do I have to pay for Medi-Cal? You may have to pay for Medi-Cal depending on the amount of money you get or earn each month. If your income is less than Medi-Cal limits for your family size, you will not have to pay for Medi-Cal services. If your income is more than Medi-Cal limits for your family size, medical and mental health services, the amount that you pay is called your share of cost. Medi-Cal will pay the rest of your covered medical bills for that month. In the months that you don't have any medical expenses, you don't have to pay anything. You may have to pay a copayment for any treatment under Medi-Cal. You may have to pay $1 each time you get a medical or mental health services. or a prescribed drug, medicine, and $5 if you go to a hospital, emergency room, for your regular services. Your provider will tell you if you need to make a copayment. How do we get Medi-Cal services that are not covered by the mental health plan? There are two ways to get Medi-Cal services. One, by joining a Medi-Cal managed care health plan. If you are a member of a Medi-Cal managed care health plan, your health plan needs to find a provider for you if you need health care. You get your health care through a health plan at an HMO, health maintenance organization, or a primary care case manager. You must use the providers and clinics in the health plan unless you need emergency care. You may use a provider outside your health plan for family planning services. You can only join a health plan if you do not pay a share of cost. 2. From individual health care providers or clinics that take Medi-Cal. You get health care from individual providers or clinics that take Medi-Cal. You must tell your provider that you have Medi-Cal before you first get services, otherwise you may be billed for those services. Individual health care providers and clinics do not have to see Medi-Cal patients or may only see a few Medi-Cal patients. Everyone who has a share of cost, see page 3, State of California, will get health care this way. If you need mental health services that are not covered by the mental health plan and you are in a health plan, you may be able to get services from your health plan. If you need mental health services the health plan doesn't cover, your primary care provider at the health plan may be able to help you find a provider or clinic that can help you. Except in San Mateo County, your health plan's pharmacies will fill prescriptions to treat your mental illness even if the prescriptions were written by the mental health plan's psychiatrist, or will tell you how to get your prescription filled from a regular Medi-Cal pharmacy. In San Mateo County, the mental health plan will fill your prescription. And you are not in a health plan, you may be able to get services from individual providers and clinics that take Medi-Cal. Except in San Mateo County, any pharmacy that accepts Medi-Cal can fill prescriptions to treat your mental illness, even if the prescriptions were written by the MHP psychiatrist. In San Mateo County, the mental health plan will fill your prescription. The mental health plan may be able to help you find a provider or clinic that can help you or give you some ideas on how to find a provider or clinic. If you have trouble getting to your medical appointments or mental health appointments, the Medi-Cal program can find you transportation. For children, the County Child Health and Disability Prevention CHDP program can help. Or you may wish to contact your county's social services office. These phone numbers can be found in your local telephone book in the county government pages. You can also get information online by visiting www.dhs.ca.gov. Then clicking on Services and then Medi-Cal Information. For adults, your county social services office can help. You can get information about your county social services office by checking your local telephone book. Or you can get information online by visiting www.dhs.ca.gov. Then clicking on Services and then Medi-Cal Information. What is the Child Health and Disability Prevention, CHDP, program? The CHDP program is a preventative health program serving California's children and youth from birth to age 21. CHDP makes early health care available to children and youth with health problems as well as to those who seem well. Children and youth can receive regular preventative health assessments. Children and youth with suspected problems are then referred for diagnosis and treatment. Many health problems can be prevented or corrected, or the severity reduced, by early detection and prompt diagnosis and treatment. CHDP works with a wide range of health care providers and organizations to ensure that eligible children and youth receive appropriate services. These may include private physicians, local health departments, schools, nurse practitioners, dentists, health educators, nutritionists, laboratories, community clinics, nonprofit health agencies, and social and community service agencies. CHDP can also assist families with medical appointments, scheduling, transportation, and access to diagnostic and treatment services. You can find out more about CHDP by contacting your local county health department or visiting www.dhs.ca/gov.pcfh/cms/cmsdirectory.htm. Basic emergency information. Are you having an emergency? An emergency medical condition has symptoms so severe, possibly including severe pain, that an average person could expect the following might happen at any moment. The health of the individual, or with respect to a pregnant woman, the health of the woman or her unborn child, could be in serious trouble. Serious problems with bodily functions, serious problems with any bodily organ or part. An emergency psychiatric condition occurs when an average person thinks that someone is a current danger to himself or herself or another person because of what seems like a mental illness, is immediately unable to provide or eat food or use clothing or shelter because of what seems like a mental illness. In case of an emergency medical or psychiatric condition, call 911 or go to any emergency room for help. The Medi-Cal program will cover emergency conditions, whether the condition is medical or psychiatric, emotional or mental. If you are on Medi-Cal, you will not receive a bill to pay for going to the emergency room, even if it turns out to not be an emergency. If you aren't sure if the condition is truly an emergency, or if you're not sure whether the condition is medical or psychiatric, you may still go to the emergency room and let qualified medical professionals make the decision about what is needed. If the emergency room professionals decide there is a psychiatric emergency, you will be admitted to the hospital to receive immediate help from a mental health professional. If the hospital doesn't have the kind of services necessary, the hospital will find a hospital that does have the services. A person may be helped through a mental health crisis by services from your county's mental health plan, MHP, in ways other than going into the hospital. If you think you need help but don't think you need to go into the hospital, you can call your county MHP's toll-free phone number and ask for help. What kind of emergency-related services are provided? Emergency services are paid for by Medi-Cal when you go to the hospital or use outpatient services with no overnight stay involved, furnished in a hospital emergency room by a qualified provider, doctor, psychiatrist, psychologist, or other mental health provider. They are needed to evaluate or stabilize someone in an emergency. Your county's mental health plan, MHP, should provide specific information about how emergency services are administered in your county. The following state and federal rules apply to emergency services covered by the MHP. The hospital does not need to get advance approval from the MHP, sometimes called prior authorization, or have a contract with your MHP to get paid for the emergency services the hospital provides to you. The MHP needs to tell you how to get emergency services, including the use of 911. The MHP needs to tell you the location of any places where providers and hospitals furnish emergency services and post-stabilization services. You can go to the hospital for emergency care if you believe there is a psychiatric emergency. Specialty mental health services to treat your urgent condition are available 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. An urgent condition means a mental health crisis that would turn into an emergency if you do not get help very quickly. You can receive these inpatient hospital services from the MHP on a voluntary basis if you can be properly served without being involuntarily held. The state laws that cover voluntary and involuntary admissions to the hospital for mental illness are not part of state or federal Medi-Cal rules, but it may be important for you to know a little bit about them. Voluntary admission. This means you give your okay to go into and stay in the hospital. Involuntary admission. This means the hospital keeps you in the hospital for up to 72 hours without your okay. The hospital can do this when the hospital thinks that you are likely to harm yourself or someone else, or that you are unable to take care of your own food, clothing, and housing needs. The hospital will tell you in writing that the hospital is doing for you and what your rights are. If the doctors treating you think you need to stay longer than 72 hours, you have a right to a lawyer and a hearing before a judge, and the hospital will tell you how to ask for this. Post-stabilization care services are covered services that are needed after an emergency. These services are provided after the emergency is over to continue to improve or resolve the condition. Your MHP is financially responsible for, will pay for, post-stabilization care services to maintain, improve, or resolve the stabilized condition if the MHP does not respond to a request from the provider for pre-approval within 1 hour, the MHP cannot be contacted by the provider, the MHP representative and the treating physician cannot reach an agreement concerning your care, and an MHP physician is not available for consultation. In this situation, the MHP must give the treating physician the opportunity to consult with an MHP physician. The treating physician may continue with care of the patient until one of the conditions for ending post-stabilization care is met. The MHP must make sure you don't pay anything extra for post-stabilization care. When does my county's MHP's responsibility for covering post-stabilization care end? Your county's MHP is not required to pay for post-stabilization care services that are not pre-approved when an MHP physician with privileges at the treating hospital assumes responsibility for your care. An MHP physician assumes responsibility for your care through transfer. An MHP representative and the treating physician reach an agreement concerning your care. The MHP and the physician will follow their agreement about the care you need. You are discharged, sent home from the facility by a doctor or other professional. Services, adults and older adults. How do I know when I need help? Many people have difficult times in life and may experience mental health problems. While many think major mental and emotional disorders are rare, the truth is 1 in 5 individuals will have a mental, psychiatric disorder at some point in their life. Like many other illnesses, mental illness can be caused by many things. The most important thing to remember when asking yourself if you need professional help is to trust your feelings. If you are eligible for Medi-Cal and you feel you may have a need for professional help, you should request an assessment from your county's MHP to find out for sure. What are signs I may need help? If you can answer yes to one or more of the following, and these symptoms persist for several weeks, and they significantly interfere with your ability to function daily, and the symptoms are not related to the abuse of alcohol or drugs, if this is the case, you should consider contacting your county's mental health plan, MHP. A professional from the MHP will determine if you need specialty mental health services from the MHP. If a professional decides you are not in need of specialty mental health services, you may still be treated by your regular medical doctor or primary care provider, or you may appeal that decision. See page 23. You may need help if you have several of the following feelings: depressed or feeling hopeless or helpless or worthless or very down most of the day, nearly every day. Loss of interest in pleasurable activities. Weight loss or gain of more than 5% in 1 month. Excessive sleep or lack of sleep. Slowed or excessive physical movements. Fatigue nearly every day. Feelings of worthlessness or excessive guilt. Difficulty thinking or concentrating or making a decision. Decreased need for sleep, feeling rested after only a few hours of sleep. Racing thoughts too fast for you to keep up with. Talking very fast and can't stop talking. Feel that people are out to get you. Hear voices and sounds others do not hear. see things others do not see, unable to go to work or school, do not care about personal hygiene, being clean, have serious relationship problems, isolate or withdraw from other people, cry frequently and for no reason, are often angry and blow up for no reason, have severe mood swings, feel anxious or worried most of the time, have what others call strange or bizarre behaviors. What services are available? As an adult on Medi-Cal, you may be eligible to receive specialty mental health services from the MHP. Your MHP is required to help you determine if you need these services. Some of the services your county's MHP is required to make available if you need them include mental health services. These services include mental health treatment services such as counseling and psychotherapy, provided by psychiatrists, psychologists, licensed clinical social workers, marriage and family therapists, and psychiatric nurses. Mental health services may also be called rehabilitation or recovery services, and they help a person with mental illness to develop coping skills for daily living. Mental health services can be provided in a clinic or provider office, over the phone, or in the home or other community setting. These services may sometimes be provided to one person at a time, individual therapy or rehabilitation, two or more people at the same time, group therapy or group rehabilitation services, and to families, family therapy. Medication support services. These services include the prescribing, administering, dispensing, and monitoring of psychiatric medicines, medication management by psychiatrists, and education and monitoring related to psychiatric medications. Medication support services can be provided in a clinic or provider office, over the phone, or in the home or other community setting. Targeted case management. This service helps with getting medical, educational, social, pre-vocational, vocational, rehabilitative, or other community services, when these services may be hard for people with mental illness to do on their own. Targeted case management includes plan development, communication, coordination, and referral, monitoring service delivery to ensure the person's access to service and the service delivery system, and monitoring of the person's progress. Crisis intervention and crisis stabilization. These services provide mental health treatment for people with a mental health problem that can't wait for a regular scheduled appointment. Crisis intervention can last up to 8 hours and can be provided in a clinic or provider office, over the phone, or in the home or other community setting. Crisis stabilization can last up to 20 hours and is provided in a clinic or other facility site. Adult residential treatment services. These services provide mental health treatment for people who are living in licensed facilities that provide residential services for people with mental illness. These services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Medi-Cal doesn't cover the room and board cost to be in the facility that offers adult residential treatment services. Crisis residential treatment services. These services provide mental health treatment for people having a serious psychiatric episode or crisis, but do not present medical complications requiring nursing care. Services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in licensed facilities that provide residential crisis services to people with mental illness. Medi-Cal doesn't cover the room and board costs to be in the facility that offers adult residential treatment services. Day Treatment Intensive. This is a structured program of mental health treatment provided to a group of people who might otherwise need to be in the hospital or another 24-hour care facility. The program lasts at least 3 hours a day. People can go to their own homes at night. The program includes skill building, activities such as life skills, socialization with other people, etc., and therapies, art, recreation, music, dance, etc., as well as psychotherapy. Day Rehabilitation. This is a structured program of mental health treatment to improve, maintain, or restore independence and functioning. The program is designed to help people with mental illness learn and develop skills. The program lasts at least 3 hours per day. People go to their own homes at night. The program includes skill-building activities, life skills, socialization with other people, etc., and therapies, art, recreation, music, dance, etc. Psychiatric inpatient hospital services. These are services provided in a hospital where the person stays overnight, either because there is a psychiatric emergency or because the person needs mental health treatment that can only be done in the hospital. People. How do I know when a child needs help? For children from birth to age 5, there are signs that may show a need for specialty mental health services. These include parents who feel overwhelmed by being a parent or who have mental health problems. Major source of stress in the family, such as divorce or death of a family member. Abuse of alcohol or other drugs by someone in the house. Unusual or difficult behavior by the child. Violence or disruption in the house. If one of the above conditions is present in a house where a child up to age 5 is living, specialty mental health services may be needed. You should contact your county's MHP to request additional information and an assessment for services to see if the MHP can help you. For school-aged children, the following checklist includes some signs that should help you decide if your child would benefit from mental health services. Your child displays unusual changes in emotions or behavior, has no friends, or has difficulty getting along with other children, is doing poorly in school, misses school frequently, or does not want to attend school, has many minor illnesses or accidents, is very fearful, is very aggressive, does not want to be away from you, has many disturbing dreams, has difficulty falling asleep, wakes up during the night, or insists on sleeping with you, suddenly refuses to be alone with a certain family member or friend, or acts very disturbed when the family member or friend is present, displays affection inappropriately or makes abnormal sexual gestures or remarks, becomes suddenly withdrawn or angry, refuses to eat, is frequently tearful. You may contact your county's MHP for an assessment for your child if you feel he or she is showing any of the signs above. If your child qualifies for Medi-Cal and the MHP's assessment indicates that specialty mental health services covered by the MHP are needed, the MHP will arrange for the child to receive the services. How do I know when an adolescent or a young person needs help? Adolescents 12 to 18 years of age are under many pressures facing teens. Young people aged 18 to 21 are in a transitional age with their own unique pressures and, since they are legally adults, are able to seek services as adults. Some unusual behavior by an adolescent or young person may be related to the physical and psychological changes taking place as they become an adult. Young adults are establishing a sense of self-identity and shifting from relying on parents to independence. A parent or a concerned friend or the young person may have difficulty deciding between what normal behavior is and what may be signs of emotional or mental problems that require professional help. Some mental illnesses can begin in the years between 12 and 21. The checklist below should help you decide if an adolescent requires help. If more than one sign is present or persists over a long period of time, it may indicate a more serious problem requiring professional help. If an adolescent pulls back from usual family, friend, and/or normal activity, experiences an unexplained decline in schoolwork, neglects their appearance, shows a marked change in weight, runs away from home, has violent or very rebellious behavior, has physical symptoms with no apparent illness, abuses drugs or alcohol. Parents or caregivers of adolescents or the adolescent may contact the county's MHP for an assessment to see if mental health services are needed. As an adult, a young person age 18 to 20 may ask the MHP for an assessment. If the adolescent or young person qualifies for Medi-Cal and the MHP's assessment indicates that specialty mental health services covered by the MHP are needed, the MHP will arrange for the adolescent or young person to receive the services. What services are available? The same services that are available for adults are also available for children, adolescents, and young people. The services that are available are mental health services, medication support services, targeted case management, crisis intervention, crisis stabilization, day treatment intensive, day rehabilitation, adult residential treatment services, crisis residential treatment services, psychiatric inpatient hospital services, and psychiatric health facility services. MHPs also cover additional special services that are only available to children, adolescents, and young people under age 21 and eligible for full-scope Medi-Cal. Full-scope Medi-Cal means that Medi-Cal coverage isn't limited to a specific type of services, for example, emergency services only. Each county's MHP may have slightly different ways of making these services available, so please consult the front section of this booklet for more information or contact your MHP's toll-free phone number to ask for additional information. Are there special services available for children, adolescents, and young adults? There are special services available from the MHP for children, adolescents, and young people called Early and Periodic Screening, Diagnosis, and Treatment, EPSDT, Supplemental Specialty Mental Health Services. These EPSDT services include a service called Therapeutic Behavioral Services, or TBS, which is described in the next section and also include new services as they are identified by experts in mental health treatment as services that really work. These services are available from the MHP if they are needed to correct or ameliorate, improve the mental health for a person under the age of 21 who is eligible for full-scope Medi-Cal and has a mental illness covered by the MHP. See page 10 for information on the mental illnesses covered by the MHP. The MHP is not required to provide these special services if the MHP decides that one of the regular services covered by the MHP is available and would meet the child, adolescent, or young person's needs. The MHP is also not required to provide these special services in home and community settings if the MHP determines the total cost of providing the special services at home or in the community is greater than the total cost of providing similar services in an otherwise appropriate institutional level of care. What are therapeutic behavioral services, TBS? TBS are a type of specialty mental health service available through each county's MHP if you have serious emotional problems. You must be under 21 and have full-scope Medi-Cal to get TBS. If you are living at home, the TBS staff person can work one-on-one with you to reduce severe behavior problems to try to keep you from needing to go to a higher level of care, such as a group home for children, adolescents, and young people with very serious emotional problems. If you are living in a group home for children, adolescents, and young people with very serious emotional problems, a TBS staff person can work with you so you may be able to move to a lower level of care, such as a foster home or back home. TBS will help you and your family, caregiver, or guardian learn new ways of controlling problem behavior and ways of increasing the kinds of behavior that will allow you to be successful. You, the TBS staff person, and your family, caregiver, or guardian will work together very intensively for a short period of time until you no longer need TBS. You will have a TBS plan that will say what you, your family, caregiver, or guardian, and the TBS staff person will do during TBS, and when and where TBS will occur. The TBS staff person can work with you in most places where you are likely to need help with your problem behavior. This includes your home, foster home, group home, school, day treatment program, and other areas in the community. Who can get TBS? You may be able to get TBS if you have full-scope Medi-Cal or under 21 years old, have serious emotional problems, and live in a group home for children, adolescents, and young people with very serious emotional problems. These group homes are sometimes called Rate Classification Level, RCL, 12, 13, or 14 group homes, or live in a state mental health hospital, a nursing facility that specializes in mental health treatment, or a mental health rehabilitation center. These places are also called Institutions for Mental Diseases, or IMDs, or are at risk of having to live in a group home, RCL, 12, 13, or 14. A mental health hospital, or IMD, or have been hospitalized within the last 2 years for emergency mental health problems. Are there other things that must happen for me to get TBS? Yes, you must be getting other specialty mental health services. TBS adds to other specialty mental health services. It doesn't take the place of them. Since TBS is short-term, other specialty mental health services may be needed to keep problems from coming back or getting worse after TBS has ended. TBS is not provided if the reason it is needed is only to help you follow a court order about probation, only to protect your physical safety or the safety of other people, only to make things easier for your family, caregiver, guardian, or teachers, only to help with behaviors that are not part of your mental health problems. You cannot get TBS while you are in a mental health hospital, an IMD, or locked juvenile justice setting, such as juvenile hall. If you are in a mental health hospital or an IMD, though, you may be able to leave the mental hospital or IMD sooner because TBS can be added to other specialty mental health services to help you stay in a lower level of care, home, a foster home, or a group home. How do I get TBS? If you think you may need TBS, ask your psychiatrist, therapist, or case manager. If you already have one, or contact the MHP and request services. A family member, caregiver, guardian, doctor, psychologist, counselor, or social worker may call and ask for information about TBS or other specialty mental health services for you. You may also call the MHP and ask about TBS. Who decides if I need TBS and where can I get them? The MHP decides if you need specialty mental health services, including TBS. Usually an MHP staff person will talk with you, your family, caregiver, or guardian, and others who are important in your life, and will make a plan for all the mental health services you need, including a TBS plan if TBS is needed. This may take one or two meetings face-to-face, sometimes more. If you need TBS, someone will be assigned as your TBS staff person. What should be in my TBS plan? Your TBS plan will spell out the problem behaviors that need to change and what the TBS staff person, you, and sometimes your family, caregiver, or guardian will do when TBS happens. The TBS plan will say how many hours a day and the numbers of days a week the TBS staff person will work with you and your family, caregiver, or guardian. The hours in the TBS plan may be during the day, early morning, evening, or night. The days in the TBS plan may be on weekends as well as weekdays. The TBS plan will say how long you will receive TBS. The TBS plan will be reviewed regularly. TBS may go on for a longer period of time if the review shows you are making progress but need more time.